Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Catoon. Usually, this is the startup portion with the company that is calling. You can invest in them via equity crowdfunding. In this particular case, I don't believe you can invest in Rob and Lisa app right here via equity crowdfunding. But Rob, you are there to confirm you are not raising money via equity crowdfunding today, correct?
I confirm that, yes.
But you are taking business.
We are. We definitely are. Hi, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you doing?
Good. It's good to be back on your show. I think the last time I was on your show was right after our initial launch back in 2016.
That is correct. And a lot has changed business and in the world. So why don't we give people the quick rundown of what Lisa app is, and then let's talk a little bit about how things are going now and what changes, if any, have happened.
Sure. Yeah. Well, the Lisa app, what we do is we partner with employers and property managers nationwide by bringing self-care directly to the workplace for their employees. We help them feel less stressed, refreshed, more productive and valued. Hundreds of companies use us over right now. I think it's 17 states. And it's a really, hassle-free turnkey solution. Our technology won the 2017 Innovation Award for B2B technology. And our services include, manicures and barbering and massage, blowouts, threading, facials, meditation, yoga, really anything that you can think of in the beauty and wellness space. And what we're able to do for the employees is, save them time and money. It's less time away from their families after work. All of our services in the workplace are 30 minutes or less. And they walk out of there feeling appreciated by their company. They walk out of there feeling, like $1 million. And, companies like, Walgreens and Tishman Speyer and Kirkland Ellis, Exuberancy, Innova, hundreds of companies are using us and property managers for all the tenants within their buildings.
Well, I know before we all left from pandemic break, I don't know, Corona holiday, whatever we call this, you guys were in, I'm in two buildings downtown Chicago, and you guys were in both of those, and quite prevalent in both of those, the 300 North LaSalle building in particular, which is Kirkland Ellis's building. So you guys were everywhere.
Yeah, we were. We were everywhere. And, it's been really interesting. We were scaling like crazy, and not just within Chicagoland market, but really all over the country. I mean, as I said, we're in 17 states, and people have, come to depend on us, and our artist community, which we call, in our world, artists are the service providers. So, we feel terrible for them because they're out of work and they've been struggling. And for the last, I'd say, 7 months prior to March of this year, we were breaking sales records, month over month over month, and then, of course, COVID hit.
Yep. And what has that been for you guys? What does that look like? Have you guys made, now that there are barbers that are allowed to do some services, and, I live in Glen Ellyn, I see people going into nail salons. Obviously, it's a little different, standing outside, doors open, that whole thing. What does it look like for you? Because I feel like there is an opportunity still. A positive is that people are starting to migrate back to the office. I know here at WGN, people are coming back to the building in July 4th. It'll be kind of scattered and different. It certainly will not be as dense as it was when you guys were going like gangbusters. But is there an opportunity for Lisa app to cater to people in home or near home or buildings that are residential?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's definitely that opportunity. And as you remember, Scott, we started out as a B2C company.
Yep.
Where we were, supplying services for individual users at their homes. And what we realized, which is what a lot of companies realize very early on, is that's a really expensive model to maintain.
Yeah.
Even Uber didn't start out B2C. They started out B2B. And once you gain enough traction, well, then you can, go out to all your users from the B2B space and create that B2C experience. So to answer your question specifically, what we're doing now is we're launching what we call Lisa at Home, which is a hybrid model of B2B and B2C. So as opposed to just launching B2C to the general public, what we're doing is going to the corporations that we're currently in and offering them a subscription where for $1 a month per employee, we can now go service all of their employees and their employees' families at home. So, you know, that gives them another angle because, you know, I know people are starting to come back to the workplace, but, you know, I read Howard Tolman's latest, you know, blog, and, you know, he makes a lot of sense when he says, well, you know, kind of the world's never really going to be the same again. I mean, you know, there are businesses that you know, the employees really do need to be at the office, but there's a lot that they don't. So what I think is, you know, the trend that I've been seeing is that, you know, companies are going to start downsizing on their square footage because they realize their employees are perfectly fine working from home. The companies are able to save millions of dollars, and not to mention all the ancillary costs within the office, like lunches and water and coffee, and all of those savings are going to add to, you know, add up. And so you're going to start to see, you know, employers offering different types of benefits to employees at home. It might include lawn care. It might include milk delivery. And it might include Lisa at home services, which is what we're moving into. So it's a little bit of more, it's a little bit more controlled for us because we already have a relationship with these users and these corporations. So that is Lisa at home, and that's what we'll be doing here very shortly. So, but, you know, just to be clear, Scott, we are still offering in-office services for the corporations that are going back to work. And, you know, it's very important to us that we're following, you know, the CDC and state guidelines. All of our artists are taking their temperature before every event. They're wearing masks, gloves, sanitary equipment. Everything we're doing is to protect both our artists and, of course, our clients.
So I want to dig into this a little bit on the topic you're bringing up, which is like building culture at home. I've done similar to you, obviously more. You've done this more than I have because you have this is your whole business. But I've done a lot of reading on this topic of like what does the future of work look like, and I think the audience will actually really appreciate this because there's been a lot of people who are like, oh, I'm sure, you know, they kick you out of the office and then they cut your pay and this is how this goes, and that's not actually totally accurate. There's actually a lot of really interesting positive outcomes that can come out of this. So I want to take a quick break if you can hang on the line and then come back. And I wanted to kick the tires with you a little bit on what the future work could look like, because I think Lisa App plays a major role, I think, in how that looks. So we will take a quick break. If anyone has questions that they want me to ask, Rob, just call us in right now. It is 312-981-7200, or you can DM or tweet at me at Katoon. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the Startup Showcase. I'm your host, Scott Katoon. Rob from Lisa App is on the phone with us right now. Rob, first off, let's tell people they just download the Lisa App, correct?
Yeah, they can download the Lisa App, but, you know, really where they should go is lisaapp.com. We've built a web app that makes it,
more financially viable for you.
Yeah. that too. You know, it's funny. You know, you're not wrong. You obviously know that world very well. And, you know, there's a lot more flexibility with a web app than a native app. And, you know, you can make changes on the fly and, you know, add new information without tons of coding and developers. So, yes.
Which is also, you know, kind of funny. I mean, you go back to the day where, like, I got an app for that. Everybody had an app. And then finally they built a marketplace around the apps. And now everyone's like, yeah, I don't need an app for that. I'm good. Web app is good. I'm good.
Yeah, you know, it's the evolution of technology. It's pretty amazing. But, yeah, so lisaapp.com is where they can find out a whole bunch of information about us.
All right. Well, speaking of the evolution in technology, I really do. I've done a lot of talking about this on my podcast. I've had a lot of different people, a lot in the supply chain space, a lot in the business culture space. Unispace has been on the show. You tell me where I'm wrong here, because this is what I see. And it's probably not going to be too far off of what you read from Howard, who's also a friend of the show. He's hosted this show for me a couple times. Those who like Howard, it's at Tolman, T-U-L-L-M-A-N. Read his blog. It's great. The artwork and photography is another thing that's up to you. What I see is the potential to... And people who are in the real estate world, and we have sponsors in real estate, this is not me telling you that you're doomsday. There's a million ways to use structures, and nothing is going to change there. People are still going to need buildings. But I see people businesses spending a lot less money on arbitrary things that look fancy, that after you walk in the door and now you're into your job, you're 9 to 5, you don't care about. You do not feel like they know you. You do not feel like they care about you as an employer. It's just a space. And now all of a sudden, with freed cash, with potentially less actual take-home cash in your pocket, businesses can provide you with better insurance, better benefits, better at-home things, better, more tailored experiences, child care, pet care, yard care, health care, home care, TV streaming, web, internet, all these expenses that only the CEOs and the founders like myself, like you, Rob, can write off because we own LLCs and we operate in our home. Now everyone I see who works at home no longer pays for the internet. And they're probably streaming YouTube or whatever. And if the company has a deal with YouTube or with T-Mobile, guess what? Now you got Disney Plus and Hulu on the house. All of these expenses, which I added up, and I went through my own personal book. We're about to buy a house. And I'm going through my expenses, not just personally, but the LLCs. And I came to a determination that there's about $600 a month that I, as an individual and a family, spend on random things that I would call non-essential, but pretty darn close to essential, you know, based on the way of life, whether that's Tavala or Home Chef, whatever it is. I added it up. And I came to the realization that with me spending $600, this is during quarantine, spending $600 a month on this random stuff, that I actually saved almost $1,000 a month working at home and not buying food at restaurants, not taking cabs, not taking Ubers, not taking the L, not taking the train, not paying for parking tickets because I'm an idiot, all of these other things. And the truth of the matter is, if you told me you're going to pay me $1,000 less a month, but I was going to get $1,600 worth of value savings because I'm not downtown, plus you're paying for my other stuff, I'm net positive $600. And that Absolutely. Is you. That is Lisa App all day long. I mean, what person doesn't want to work remotely where they can travel and be with their family? And, you know, obviously there's times to go to the office. They're going to have 1 and 2 days a week, 3 days a week, depending on your job might be full-time still at the office. Depends. But if you said to me, I get a job, work remote, no internet problem, no cost, no computer problem, no cost, and you're going to be able to send Lisa App to my house to take care of these things, and maybe I can add on other things like lawn care and maintenance and things because, you know, I'm working at home, so I don't have time to do it now. So, like, I just see this, like, incredible opportunity for companies like Lisa App who can be like, yeah, well, we cut our bones at B2C to start. Then we went B2B and really figured out how to onboard companies and a lot of users who are passionate. We built relationships, and now we know all these people from the office, so we offer home and office. Like, I see you in a pivotal position to differentiate between, you know, working for Sprout Social versus working for, you know, Sprout Not So Social.
Right. I, you know, first of all, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that the flexibility is really key for these employees and these employers now. And, you know, what it also provides them an opportunity to do, Scott, is, you know, they might not want to live where they live anymore, and now they Correct. Can work from anywhere. Or, you know, maybe they want to go take a trip to visit, you know, their family in California for a month, and they can still work every day. So it really does provide a lot of flexibility for these employees. But the one thing that I don't necessarily know, because we don't have the numbers yet, these corporations are going to be saving, you know, potentially millions and millions of dollars a year
Yes.
by going to this new model. Well, some of that money might be recycled back into salaries. So, you know, they might be able to actually afford to pay some of these employees a little bit more, because the days of, you know, C-level employees having 850 to 900 square foot offices, corner offices, well, that's just ridiculous, and it's a waste of space. And that's what everybody's realizing through this, you know, pandemic. And, you know, we obviously learn, you know, we learn through tragedy sometimes, and, you know, and through hardship. And, you know, so I agree with you, but the employees might actually have more opportunities now, and they might actually make more money while getting all these benefits and all these cost savings along the way, as you were talking about.
Especially if you walk by that 900 square foot corner office with the executive streaming watchman. That's the part that gets you.
Yeah, I mean, really it is. It's ridiculous. We never did that. So, You know, I mean, when we first started, we started out at WeWork,
yep.
And we all shared a space, and then we graduated from WeWork to another office, very small, where we all worked together, and then we started working remotely as a team because we were able to save that money, and as a startup back in 2016, as you know, every dollar matters. So we didn't want to put money into, you know, electricity bills and corner offices. We wanted to put money into our product and you know, be able to spend more money on our employees and in the artist community. So, you know, yeah, I think that model is going to be very strong. And I think that employees are going to have a lot more opportunities now, which is exactly why I believe that corporations are going to go out of their way to make sure that the benefits that they offer to these employees at home are strong and are unique. And that's where we fit in. So, you know, I think that we have, like you said, we are, I believe, in the driver's seat and, you know, and right in the epicenter of this new movement. So
yeah,
I
agree.
It's really exciting.
I think you're going to have, just like everybody else, there's going to be a little bit of lean moments and some scary times. I would argue for those who are, you know, whether they invest in startups or whatever the case, they probably recognize that some of these tech companies are doing really well, and it's not just, you know, despite pandemic, it's not just because it's like remote friendly product. It's actually that, similar to you, regardless of cash flow, regardless of the companies I'm running, I have sublet every single, I did co-working for my first company, TechNexus. Then I moved over to 1871 with Technori for a minute and sublet everything after that because not only was it cheaper, we were out and about. Like I don't have my team sitting where I am every 5 minutes. I don't need to like to check in 9 to 5. And what I actually found was by subletting with companies, even I do this today, with companies that can benefit from some of our expertise and I could benefit from some of theirs, instead of hiring people in short bursts or needing to figure out where to find talent, I can just like look across the hall and be like, hey, I need to borrow somebody in design. Do you have anyone? Like, oh yeah.
That's
and
right.
You pay it. And we do that now. I essentially sublet my team to one of our family office partners. And I use, you know, Upwork and other things to find talent on a short-term basis when I need it. Our business has never been more operationally efficient than it has the last, you know, 12 weeks.
Well, and I think you're going to start finding that, like you said, with a lot of the corporations. One thing I want to mention before we part ways is we have a really cool thing happening right now called Lisa for Essential Workers. Where
oh, nice.
what we're doing is we're taking in, you know, we have sponsors, you know, that are coming in and sponsoring events at, you know, first responder locations, hospitals and, you know, nursing homes and really for the frontline workers. So sponsors, whether it's an individual or a corporation, like Howard Tolman, once again, who's, you know, huge, in the industry, he just sponsored an event through Lisa for Sinai Hospital Systems this past Wednesday and Thursday, where we went in and provided 64 services for two hospitals for doctors, nurses, and the staff. And they couldn't have been happier to be able to take that 15-20 minute break and get those facials and those massages. So if anyone is interested in sponsoring, you know, an event, please, you know, go to our website and you'll find information about it. And it's a really cool way to give back to the you know, caregivers out there.
I love that. And I hope they do. It's lisaapp.com for that. And we're going to tie a bow on this. We got about a minute left. You know, I think the part of this that I really am excited about is for the longest time, you know, we would, and this happened in the tech industry too, we would buy these great spaces, lease them out, couple hundred thousand square feet, put up ping pong tables, bag, you know, the sandbag seats, and you're like 50% of the people like it and like IPAs, the other 50% don't. And what ends up happening is companies skimp on group policies for benefits, you got crappy insurance, crappy benefits, and now all of a sudden, you can, like, in the tax system, I think a lot of people don't understand how taxes work. This actually enables businesses to give you better benefits, give you opportunity to sign up for things you actually want in home, and it is nothing but convenient. It's not like, oh, I have
Absolutely.
This, I have to figure it out. Like, this is come to your
way,
house.
And by the way, Scott, it's not just the Lisa services that we're providing and the other services that the the corporations will provide. It's not just for the employees now. We can service their families as well.
Yeah.
So we can go there and give you a haircut, your wife a haircut, and your child a haircut. I mean, we, you know, or massage or nails. We can service the entire family now, is really, really unique and cool.
I love it. Rob, thanks for calling in. Best of luck to you guys. I'm glad you guys are figuring this whole thing out. And like I said before, I really think you're in for a very good rebound is what I think.
I appreciate that, Scott, and all your support over the years, and love listening to you, and thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. Thanks, Rob. Take care. Folks, have a wonderful, happy Father's Day. Follow me at Katoon. Follow Technori. Go to technori.com, sign up for the newsletter, and download the podcast. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.